5, Matthew 5. We'll have a few minutes, so we'll look at one thought. I'm not going to take the time to explain what we've been doing. If you haven't been here, I'm sorry, but we're running way behind on time, and that's fine, but at the same time, there's a schedule that we will be keeping. So Matthew chapter number 5, and in verse number 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now he said, let it so shine. And that light was to shine as the light of the world. It's to shine as a city that is set on a hill which cannot be hid. And it's to shine as a candle, but not just a candle. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it on under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And we've looked at the fact that if an individual is not a light at home, then there's no light at all. Amen. You're to be the light of the world. That's an international light. You're to be a city set on a hill. That's a local light. But you're to be a light at home. I don't have very much use for a religion that isn't very useful at home. I was on the job the other day speaking to a man, Mr. Walter, and he said, what kind of religion are you peddling? I said, well, I'm talking about the kind that'll get down in the mud with you, kind that works when there's grease all over you, kind that works when you're broke, kind that works when you're sick, kind that works when you're dying, kind that works when you're healthy. I said, that's the kind I got. I said, if it won't work when the bolts are stripped and the mud's ankle deep and you've got grease in your hair, I don't want it. That is where the light of Christ will shine. And we're in a world today which thinks that in order for you to be a Christian, that you have to be demasculated down for men to act like women and women to act stupid. And that's not true. You can be a Christian and be a woman.
Amen.
And you can be a Christian and be a man.
Amen.
And Christ didn't come for you to change what he made you to be. He come to change who you are. On the inside. We're talking about being regened. I thought about that doctor saying that about Brother Randall, and I thought to myself, I wonder if he's ever cut a soul out, regened it, put it back inside, and didn't leave a scar. I wonder if he's ever brought somebody in that had a smoker's lung and made them not want cigarettes ever again. I wonder if he ever brought anybody in and had you know, problems with their liver from drinking alcohol and took away the desire. Has he got a knife that'll do that? That's who we talk to when we pray, amen. And so we're talking about a light that is able to shine in our homes. Our lights, our homes can be very dark places.
Amen.
And they can get that way very quickly. They can get that way because we have shut the light out that God wants to shine through into our lives. They can get that way because it's dark times. You know, if you walk through my house, we have very large windows in our home, 4-foot by 4-foot windows all around through the house. It was designed that way so you walk through without electric lighting during the day. But at night, it gets dark. Can I tell you, I don't care how bright your windows are and how clean they are and how purified you are in your life, darkness can still come into your family. You can have sickness come into your family. You can have disease come into your family. You can have detriment physically, spiritually, financially come into your home and be very dark. But during that time, it is imperative for you as a Christian to be a light. When you come home and you sense that your wife has had a dark day, be a light. When you sense that your husband comes home dark, don't allow darkness to come in. Be a light. Light him with the gospel of Christ. We're going to have to learn to start speaking to each other in biblical terminology.
Amen.
We're going to have to learn to speak as the Christians of old spake. And I know sometimes it gets us a little aggravated, but there's nothing wrong with looking at a wife and saying Christ is risen indeed.
Amen.
Look at your husband and say, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now get the weed eater, amen, and you can get this done. You can accomplish what needs to be done through the power of the gospel.
Amen.
We have got to start being a biblically based light in our homes, If not, we're going to produce little pieces of darkness.
Amen.
The Bible says, and we're closing out with this, and we're already about a minute and a half over time. Revelation chapter number 2 and verse number 5, the candlestick is a picture of the church. The church is what helps you as a candle stay upright.
Amen.
The candlestick holds the candle. The church is a strengthening. It is the pedestal on which candles, individual candles, are placed so that they can stand upright and be the light that God intends for them to be. I'll say this. If you're not a member of a local church, don't expect God's blessings.
Amen.
Don't pray about God's will when you don't follow His first step.
Right. Amen.
I'm praying about what church to go to. Join one and ask God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You need to be a part of a church. Amen. That's what the Bible teaches. Amen. Amen. We're not in Acts 1, 2, and 3 where they were meeting in the synagogue and looking for a church. We're all the way over there in Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. We know about the local assembly. We know about the church of God. Don't tell me you're praying for God's will and you ain't ever even joined up with a local church.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a good one. Jesus didn't have a good one, but the Bible said as he was wont, he went to the synagogue.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Every time you find Paul and Jesus walking into a group, they always look for the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Church membership is a priority in the life of a Christian if you want to stay upright as a candle for the glory of God. We're to be placed on and in the church. I saw, he said, I heard a voice and I turned and I saw seven golden candlesticks. It's the one who holds the stars in his hand.
Amen.
Do you need the stars to align for you? Preacher, I don't believe in the stars aligning. You need to go back over in the book of Judges. They didn't line up for that man either. He said the stars got out of a line. God's lined the stars up for you.
Amen.
Why? He holds them in his hand.
Sure,
I tell you where he does that. He does that in the house of God.
Right.
I wouldn't give you 5 cents for a person's testimony that can't be a member of a local church.
Amen.
Amen. Why? It puts you underneath authority. It puts you into accountability. It puts you in a place where you can be a testimony to the house of God and the people around you. We need light in our homes. My home needs light. Your home needs light. And God expects every one of us to be that candle that moves through. Let me say this and I'll be done. How far am I over? I'm about 5 minutes over. 2 minutes over. The Bible says that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. I know this sounds foolish to some families, but it can become true in just a short moment of time. You can have people in your home that you don't want to be a light to. But God says you're to give light to all that are in the house. There should not be a person in your family that you would fail to be a light, but you don't know how they are. It doesn't matter. The Bible said you are to be a light to all that are in the house. Every person. Don't go room to room and then skip that room where that person's hard against Christ. Don't skip that individual that's hardened against the gospel. Well, I'll make them mad. Well, they don't have a happy hell. All they have is a mad one. They're all going to be mad if they go to hell. We have to be a light. It's not easy. It burns to be a light. It depletes to be a light. But I'll tell you this, we must decrease, but he must increase.
Amen.
And you can only do that by being the light God wants you to have.
Amen.